Me goes there. Me go and see the elves. Oh, my. Oh, hooray.
Greetings, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pretentious Internet Theater, the show so late, if they broadcast it on television, they might call it It's a Wonderful Life, Part 2. I am your host, Andrew Cook. Tonight, a story that was submitted to thepitpodcast@gmail.com, with a link provided. The story was written back in 2002, submitted by Shadow. Thank you, Shadow, for sending it in. And it's called Walmart Blues. Shadow, this reminded me of a quote when I read the story. It's by Sam Walton. Capital isn't scarce. Vision is. Just a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at Pit Podcast and become a follower on Facebook at Pretentious Internet Theater. But also, we've just added Google Plus. Yes, that's right. You can be among the elite on Google Plus and follow us on Pretentious Internet Theater or Pit Podcast. Without any further ado or shillings, enjoy. Pretentious Internet Theater proudly presents Walmart Blues by Ray Lerdia Swiftwood. Chapter 1. It starts. What on earth was that? Shrieked a tall, blonde-haired beauty. Girl at his side glanced around him. That would be a Legolas doll. I think it's... What? Yeah, I figured you would take this wrong, she sighed. The man beside her, on her left, groaned audibly. What now, Aragorn? Look. Aragorn pointed to a doll. Of Aragorn. Sighing again, she stated, Listen, both of you. You are here to tell what you liked about your roles in the movies as such. Well, I loved playing Legolas, considering I am him. Anyway, it was a real thrill, and I'd love to do it again, stated Legolas. Aragorn grinned broadly, but was hit on the head with a bouncy ball. He fell to the floor, whining and complaining. Legolas and the girl looked at him, then at each other, then the man's attacker. Gimli grinned and hit another ball behind his back. Gimli, how many times have I told you not to do that? You'll give him brain damage, said the girl, smacking the dwarf with a Legolas doll. Legolas shrieked, made a grab for the doll. Missed, as Gimli had it. The girl snatched the elf's attention, then continued. As I was saying, was there anything you would have liked to do over? Legolas pondered, then stated, Did not like the whole Frodo and Sam take the ring to Mordor. We could have... He was distracted when a small but harmful plastic arrow struck him in the face. He glared at Gimli, who grinned and disappeared down the barbie aisle of Walmart. By now, Aragorn was back on his feet but still whining. Legolas took off after Gimli with a fake axe in his hand. The girl looked at Aragorn and groaned before running after the elf and dwarf. There would be a dozen plus questions soon enough. Okay, I wrote this out of sheer boredom. I may write more depending on the reviews I receive, if any at all. I try, people, I really do. Disclaimer. I do not own Legolas, Gimli, or Aragorn, or Walmart, damn it. But I do own the girl who does not have a name yet, but later on, I'm guessing it's Mary Sue. Gimli snatched a few Barbie dolls from the shelves as he dashed past. Legolas was quite angry with his friend. They dashed past two Walmart workers. Hey, Bill, what was that? Asked one. That would be the dwarf, known as Gimli, son of Gollin from Lord of the Rings. The elf after him was Legolas Greenleaf, son of Thunadul, king of Mirkwood. Bill went back to moping the floor. Oh, Jim the other guy had a dumb look on his face and then shrugged and went back to the stocking shelves. The girl stopped by them and asked, Have you seen? Down the first aisle on your left, answered Bill. Thanks, she smiled and dashed after them. Once again, Jim had a dumb look on his face. When the girl caught up with the dwarf and elf, Gimli had pinned Legolas to the ground and was beating him with a stolen Barbie, which was a Malibu Barbie, TM BTW. She laughed, and then with that second of Gimli's attention taken, Legolas shoved the dwarf off and brought out, drumroll, Ken. It was Barbie's lovable husband boyfriend thingy. With a gasp, Gimli took off running again. Legolas laughed evilly and raced after him, yelling about how much abuse Bobby should get from Ken. The girl groaned and then felt a hand on her shoulder. She looked up and saw Aragorn. He looked down at her and she sighed. Fine, she spoke half-heartedly. He grinned and then sprinted after them, a Kelly doll in his hand. Guy walked by with an Indiana Jones hat on and shorts. Aye, what are those buggers? My friends, really? They look more like them buggers you find in tales. Shut up. She walked away after her friends, leaving the Australian man alone and utterly confused. Not to mention me. TBC, yes, I am bored. And this is funny, right? Yes, this is funny. Laugh, laugh, you fools! Chapter 3. Nerf Toys. Legolas, Gimli, and Aragorn, along with confused Walmart employees, were hidden behind tall rounds of Barbie doll boxes and Ken doll boxes. Gimli looked over the wall and fired a Nerf crossbow thingy. Legolas ducked down and fired his own from the other side of the wall. Aragorn was standing off to the side, trying to figure out how he could get across without getting hit. The Walmart employee stood there dumb, like not really knowing what was going on. "Hey, Jim." "Yeah, Bill." "Can I go home now?" "No, I won't be left alone with them." "Okay, then. Want to get some McDonald's?" "Okay." Both men walk away. Gimli laughed and fired more of those Nerf things at Legolas, who each time ducked behind his wall of boxes. Aragorn gave up and walked away. The girl, nameless still, walked over and groaned when she saw what was taking place. After a moment of watching plastic toys fired back and forth from one side to the other, she finally spoke up. "You are too old to be..." She was cut off when a Nerf toy struck her in the forehead. She pulled it off with a pop sound. That left her momentarily disoriented. She looked at Gimli. He grinned, took off running down the pet toy aisle, closely followed by Legolas. "I hate this job." She groaned loudly. She walked after them. The Walmart employees peeked out from behind some boxes that had been ever so conveniently placed in the center of the aisle. "When will we be free, Bill?" "I don't know, Jim. I don't know." Yawns. "Sorry it took so long. Got kind of caught up with finals. Damn them!" Chapter 4. Legolas and his not-so-great bow skills. Author's note.
Okay, this is made partially from the reviews I had gotten and partially because I am really, really bored. This one is gonna be longer than most. Why? Because I was asked to light a wrong one. Sigh. On with the story.
Aragorn had wandered, into the bikes and helmet aisles of Walmart. Shelves of bikes were on the right and shelves of little kids' toys on the left. He paused before one really spiffy-looking bike with flames on the body and a black background. He pulled it from the shelf and set it on the ground. After pondering over it for maybe 3 seconds, he jumped on it and pedaled. "Didn't know he knew how to ride, did you? Haha, neither did I." King Esler rode up and down the aisle laughing, mostly like a lunatic, then sped up and down the big, long aisle in the middle that connects the aisles together. "Bill?" "Don't say it, Jim." "Was that, the King guy?" "Yes." Okay. "Can we go stock the shelves in the back rooms?" "Of course. I hear that they have been left undusted, too." "Wonderful." Both of the still clueless employees walk away to hide, with McDonald's in their hands. Meanwhile, "Legolas," shrieked the dwarf loudly for anyone to hear. "What now?" replied the irritated elf. "Well, is she gonna find us?"
"Don't think we'll have to wait long, dwarf."
"Why not?"
"She is here."
Legolas leapt from their hiding places behind some dog food and ran. Gimli's eyes grew wide, as he too, but in a different direction. The girl
walking down the aisle and sighed. "Here we go again." She walked into the sporting goods section. Legolas was standing there with an ice bow in his hands. He looked up and froze. "Hello, Zero," he stated mostly, for he had been caught off guard. Zero, the not-so-nameless girl in the story, stopped about 10 feet from the elf. "Can you actually use one of those?" she asked. Legolas notched an arrow and held the bow up, aiming for her. He went to pull the string back, but the arrow fell to the floor, and the bow snapped back, hitting him in the face. "Guess not." She had to try really hard to hold in her laughter.
So did the author.
And so, whining, complaining, hurt in the face with a bow, elf groaned. Zero smiled and walked away to find Gimli. Aragorn whizzed past her on his bike. He loved it and made me promise to give it to him once the torment was over. Zero sighed heavily as she watched the King of Gondor zip past the wide-eyed customers of Walmart. "Mommy?" "Yes, honey. Can I buy him?" A little girl tugged on Legolas's sleeve as he was holding his nose. "I don't know if he's for sale," replied the mother as she poked him. "I don't know if he's child safe either." Zero, having overheard this, whirled around and looked at the elf. He had tears in his eyes. With a smile on her face, Zero walked back to the mother and daughter. "Sorry, ma'am, this stand-up is not for sale," said Zero, holding in her laughter once again. The mother and daughter walked away as Aragorn once again zipped past on his bike. TBC, hopefully, hides from anyone trying to kill her. Chapter 5. Forced Labor. Here, Minka. Author's note.
I just want to say thanks to all the little people that made this happen, and I mean that.
The hobbits, maybe?
Legolas, screamed Zero as she dashed after the elf. Legolas ducked out of her grasp and behind a banner for Cheese Whiz. He skidded to a halt and ducked as Zero hurled a huge, big, ugly orc doll at him. He laughed and watched it hit some lady in the head. She kind of passed out. "What are you so?" he ducked again, bent out of shape, ducked about Zero. He called, between ducking and rolling out of the way of projectiles. Zero growled and threw a really heavy piece of plastic at the elf. This time, Legolas caught it and threw it back. She ducked and heard a deep groan from behind her. Whirling about, she noted Gimli was rolling on the floor, holding his stomach. Oh, crud. She took off running. As the dwarf got back on his feet, Legolas kind of disappeared off quickly. Aragorn, meanwhile, was trying to outrun an angry mob of Walmart workers who, for some bizarre reason, had appeared in his fic, because they work at the Walmart. He was still on his bike, so thus he managed, with the help of the author, to get away. He collided, however, with a street pole. He groaned, and in the weaving fashion, rode around the store still. Legolas had ducked into the electronics department of Walmart. He glanced around and used the CDs as frisbees for about 5 minutes, before he heard laughing. Following the sound, he found Merry, Pippin, Samwise, and Frodo. The hobbits looked up and... Merry, Pippin, Samwise, and Frodo? The hobbits looked up from playing N64. How long have you been here? Asked the elf. This whole... Pippin looked at his watch. 5 minutes since the author placed us here. Oh, want to play Conker's Bad Fur Day? Asked Merry. Sure. Legolas sat behind the hobbits and played the game. Frodo had wandered off into the back room. He noted there were two workers back there, stalking shells. Mind telling me how to get out of here? Asked the hobbit. First door on your right after you walk down this aisle and then go left, replied Bill slowly. Thanks. The Shire thanks you also. Frodo bowed and walked away. Jim, don't say it. Don't say it, Bill. More notes.
Please don't flay me. I have check pockets. 39 cents and 2 pencils. This is only for fun. Happy now, Minka?
Chapter 6. Could Minka get her way?
The heck is Minka?
Author's notes.
Just so happened I felt real good and wrote 2 chapters today. Enjoy.
Zero groaned, and despite her efforts, Gimli had her cornered. He was highly irritated, and would not understand that it was the elf who threw the plastic. Just before Gimli was going to take her revenge out on her, a new member to the staff of Walmart walked by. "Hello and welcome to Walmart. I'm Lyrioid," stated the young man with a slightly nervous tone to his voice. Zero blinked, as did Gimli, before she took off running down the aisle. Lyrioid shifted nervously from one foot to the other and smiled at the dwarf. The dwarf groaned and shook his head. "Where is your aspirin?" he asked. Morlike groaned out. "I'll show you," murmured the Walmart employee. Walked slowly towards where it was. Frodo was wondering about the shoe department when he found the most curious thing, shoes. Being a hobbit, he never wore shoes and saw no point to having so many kinds. Behind the hobbit, Aragorn whizzed by on his bike, though he was at a small tilt since he had hit a steel pole only 1 chapter before. Frodo whirled around, but saw nothing. Aragorn had already passed him by and was on his way down to the fabric department. Lone hobbit from the Shire picked up some sandals and put them on. He stood up and walked around a little, then smiled. "Nice foot coverings, I must say," commended the hobbit. "They're shoes, stupid hobbit," stated bluntly by a young lady standing off to his left. "Minka!" shrieked a voice over the intercom of the store. "Get to checkout!" The girl groaned, but didn't move. She hated checkout and was purposely avoiding it. The intercom blared again, just as she turned to head up there. "Legolas, you cheated!" protested Merry, who had lost yet again to Legolas in Mortal Kombat for the last 10 times. "I did not, Merry. I just used to moves like this." This statement was said proudly by the elf as he murdered Merry once again. Sam and Pippin just laughed. A backstock of Walmart walked past Minka just in time to get shoved, harmfully, into a pole. The young man, named Thomas James Fincham, slid down the pole, then got stopped on because Frodo didn't see him. He groaned and got up. Then he walked across to the jewelry department. Aragorn whizzed past him, running him down purposefully with his bike, and laughing, because he could not remember who or why he was on a bike. Minka raced to Legolas and latched onto his arm. "Marry me," she murmured, with hearts in her eyes. The elf blinked. "Call me," he stated, then booked it for the nearest exit, Minka running after with speed that frightened the elf. Okay, this was fun, mostly done because I was asked to, but also because it's fun to pick on people. Next chapter up soon. Notes. None. Chapter 7. Will the Madness End? Legolas raced to the exit, but found it locked. He turned and dove out of the way as Minka tried to catch him. "Crazy lady," he yelled as he attempted to scale a tile wall. It didn't work, but he ended up falling into the baby crib, meaning that he was thin and lightweight. The crib didn't break, but he did get stuck. Minka skidded to a halt and smiled. "Ain't he cute?" she pinched his cheek. Legolas groaned and tried to move, but failed, and got himself stuck more. "I'm going to love you and take care of you, and never let you go," Minka proclaimed proudly, as the elf looked a little less than thrilled. "Got it," smiled Frodo, as he unlocked the final trap in Zelda Legend of Ocarina. Sam shook his head and began to read the warning labels on those CDs your parents don't buy you. Yes, there is a reason why they don't. Lyrioid sat on the large box of aspirin while Gimli leaned against the wall. Apparently, aspirin makes dwarves drunk-like. Gimli ranted and raved about his achievements and his home, much to Leroy's display. Not let the young Walmart employee leave. The employee had made several attempts to leave, which all resulted from a loud wail from Gimli and groaning. Leroyd came back, each time just like a dog would if you threw his favorite ball. Hint, hint. Aragorn stopped a few inches from Learoyd. "Sir, you can't. Is that blood on the front tire?" asked Learoyd, now trying to climb the wall of the dog food. Aragorn grinned evilly, then nodded. "Yes, my good fellow, it is. Now would you mind getting your dog away from me?" stated Aragorn bluntly. The dog, a.k.a. a drunk Gimli, had been slipping over to Aragorn without taking his eyes off the lovely tires. They make good chew toys. Learoyd blinked several times, then whimpered. Zero was relaxing in one of the wonderfully comfortable lawn chairs that were supposed to be used by the employees, but all the employees seemed to have gone home or quit. Bill and Jim walked by slowly as Zero's eyes watched their every move. She did not blink, and it seemed that her eyes glowed. She lunged forward a few steps, and the Walmart employee had gone in seconds. She laughed evilly and walked right past Thomas, poor guys. Okay, not really XD, who was struck to the floor. After pulling him to his feet, she brushed the dust from his clothes. "Why do you have a tire track down the center of your face?" she asked slowly. "Some guy on a bike ran me down." He rubbed his nose and winced. "Oh, did he look like that?" She pointed at Aragorn, with Gimli on the handlebars, coming straight at them. He was run over once more. Zero looked at Thomas, then to the man and dwarf on the bike. "I love, sarcastically by the way, this job." She stormed off, stepping on Thomas as she passed him by on the way to the management office. TBC. This will live on since Minka and SM won't let me end it. Anyway, enjoy and please review. Chapter 8. Wedding. Arthur's note.
"I am bound in chains and forced to ride against my will, kinda."
And Learoyd is not gay in any way. Legolas had been taken to the newly added just for Minka's sick pleasure the wedding part of the Walmart. Minka beamed proudly at the woman behind the table. "I see. So which plan do you want, miss?" she asked, gaze shifting to Minka, then to her slightly unwilling partner. She gave a weak smile and then sighed. Minka ranted on and on about what they were going to do once they got to Hawaii. Zero yawned and reclined in a big comfy chair in the management's office. The manager was begging Bill and Jim to stay on staff. They both groaned and walked out and back to work. Zero jumped up and walked into his office. The manager was shaking his head and looking in disbelief at the paper before him. "Dear Magda, if you so much as destroy a Walmart or anything in it, Minka will be happy. Signed, SM, some man. Authorly snickers are heard." Zero blinked and then slipped out of his office quickly. Gimli and Aragorn were zipping about Walmart when the patrons dodged them quickly in fear of their lives being taken too quickly. Several hours later, Legolas and Minka were standing before a priest who had been called into Walmart. The priest was performing the ceremony. Zero stood in shock as he watched it going on. Gimli finally got rid of his headache and apologized profusely to Learoyd for scaring the poor young man. Learoyd, of course, was hiding behind Zero. Aragorn was passed out on the floor because the only way they could get him to calm down was by hitting him with a really large and heavy frying pan. Right after Legolas and Minka had taken his vows, Thomas walked off with what he was supposed to be a ring. It was, in fact, a piece of wire with a fake flower on it. Minka lashed out and beat Thomas down while Learoyd and Zero pried her off him. Gimli, in the meantime, snuck away to the back room for some peace and quiet. Much to everyone's surprise, even the author's, Legolas snatched Minka and gave her a nice, soft, and love-filled kiss. Learoyd gaped stupidly. Zero was in shock. Aragorn was passed out. Bill and Jim were in denial. The Australian guy was kinda there. And finally, Thomas was mauled so badly, they had to transport him over to the hospital because no one would help him. This chapter goes against everything I stand for. Damn you, Minka and SM. Anywho, I have big plans for next chapter, but hopefully they can wait more than 20 minutes. Chapter 9. Walmart goes to the Lord of the Rings. Disclaimer is on first chapter, by the way. Minka and Legolas had left for their honeymoon, leaving everyone else alone, so to speak, in Walmart. Bill and Jim were stock shelves in the shoe department. The hobbits had raided the shoes, taken a few for themselves and relatives as well, should they actually get out of Walmart. Zero and Leroy stood poking Aragorn with a pool cleaner stick, trying to get him awake again. He groaned and woke up. "Morning, Aragorn. Sleep well?" asked Zero. He groaned. "Thought so. Come on." Zero and Leroy pulled Aragorn to his feet and studied him. "What hit me?" "That would have been a frying pan," stated Leroy. "Oh, Sam's?" "No, mine," confessed Zero. Aragorn just blinked at her. "Zero, have I told you you're pretty?" "Leroy, get the frying pan." Leroy handed her the pan as she wrote it above her head to strike the king on the head once more. Aragorn, seeing this, snatched the pan and threw it out a window. Zero's eyes went wide as she took off running to the clothes department. Leroy just watched as Aragorn went running after her, muttering about love and marriage. Gimli was standing in front of a huge glass tank. There was fish inside. She couldn't figure out how they got in the tank. He tapped it with his finger, and the fish scattered. He slowly looked round the tank and found the top. Poking that with his finger, the lid slipped off and clattered to the floor. The dwarf blinked and jumped back at the sound. He leaned forward, and looking inside the tank, he saw a beautiful fish with large teeth. He dipped his hand in the tank, warning, pain alert, and the fish, a piranha, bit him finger. He yelped in pain and yanked his hand back. The piranha, if it could, snickered and went back to swimming around, with a growl deep in his throat. Gimli lashed out and beat the tank into a million-plus pieces on the floor. Sam and Mary had found the film department of Walmart and was looking through the pictures. They snickered and giggled like idiots at several of them, while they smiled and cried at their wedding pictures. TBC, especially if Minka forces me to. Author's note.
I am running out of ideas here, so I'm probably going to need some ideas from the reader. Smacks herself for asking for help.
Chapter 10. If Trinity Could Get Her Way. This is for Trinity. Zero ducked behind a rack of men's sportswear, just as Aragorn made a leap for her. "Aragorn, I am not Arwen," she protested, but he would not listen. The King of Gondor had been rambling on and on about how happy they were together. Zero, of course, denied it all. "Zero, we love each other. Marry me," he proclaimed. Made another falling dive for her. "Eek!" she shrieked, and dove under the free-hanging tie rack. Aragorn groaned as he slammed into the rack, trying to follow her. She snickered and ran off, only to hit something and topple backwards to the floor. There was Arwen, the last, and I mean last, person Zero wanted to see. She got to her feet quickly. "Where is Aragorn?" Arwen demanded, her hands on her hips. "Well," Zero started, but Aragorn snatched her from behind, which made Zero gasp and struggle. Arwen's eyes flared up, and Zero knew she was toast. "Not good, not good. Mayday, abort mission," sounded loudly through the whole store. A young lady walked up to the group. She was quite attractive in the whole black attire. The black glasses she wore only added to her features. The king took one look at her, dropped Zero on the ground, and focused on the woman in black. Arwen growled under her breath and lunged for the woman. In less than 5 seconds, the woman had Arwen unconscious. Aragorn was basically drooling over the new woman. "Hello, I'm Trinity," she stated, her tone somewhat stiff. "I'm Aragorn, and I own a kingdom," he stated proudly. She looked him up and down. He spoke again. "Marry me." Trinity cocked her head, and a slight, or what, could have been a small smirk, smile crossed her face. "Sure," she stated. And Aragorn, a bright smile on his dumb-looking face, led her away to the wedding section of Walmart. Zero gave a blank stare as the two walked away. Leroy helped her up and smirked. "Nice time for another wedding, don't you think?" he stated. Zero gave him a dry look and grumbled about denseness under her breath as she walked away. Meanwhile, across the store, "What is that?" asked Pippin, and she looked at a picture of a hamburger. "I don't know, Pip. Ask the guy," replied Mary. "That would be our famous star," answered the young kid behind the counter. "Oh," said both hobbits, and they grinned ear to ear. TBC, next time, Food plus hobbits equal disaster. Evil authorly laughed, followed by the hacking sound, and then choking. Chapter 11. Arthur's note sits munching on stuff. Meanwhile, across the store. What is that? Asked Pippin as she looked at the picture of a hamburger. I don't know, Pip. Ask the guy. That would be our famous star, answered the young kid behind the counter. Oh, said both hobbits, and then grinned ear to ear. The worker looked a little nervous as two more hobbits showed up. He looked at each one and smiled nervously, following by a laugh. Can I today take your order? He stammered. I would like, Sam began, 3 hours later. That was good, but I'm still hungry, complained Pippin to Merry as he walked. I know, I am as well. His stomach growled, and he groaned. Frodo and Sam yawned and walked about the store. Presently, they came across aisle after aisle of food. Sam looked to Frodo, Frodo looked to Sam. They both grinned and yelled, Merry, Pippin, food! Then they proceeded to dive into the aisle of food. Bill and Jim, yes, they are still there. Stuck into the back room, however, it was dark. Hey, Jim, hit the lights. Loud beating was heard. No, turn on the lights, dummy. The lights flew on and... Ah! Both Walmart workers fled the back room in such a haste. Their shadows were left behind. Oh, again! Right there, yes. Yes, loud groans and moans were heard coming from the back room where Zero and Leroy had disappeared about 20 minutes before. Ah, yes, come on once more. I'm gonna, yes. Some panting were heard as well. Right there. Ah, yes, come on more. Still more groans and moans. Ah, that's right. Yes. Ah. All was then silent. Then some low moans were heard, along with panting. Gimli stuck his head into the room, and his eyes flew wide. There were Zero and Leroy, hunched over a crate, with Lord of the Rings trading cards. Zero had won, and Leroy was depressed. I told you I would win. Oh, shush, mumbled, for picking up his cards and taking another run at it. Gimli quietly shut the door and leaned against it. That is something no one would want to see. TBC. Hee-hee-hee. I hope Minka and Leroy don't kill me for that one. Hide just in case. Chapter 12. Cards. No more author's notes for a while. Aragorn and Trinity, both happily married, move away to some place called the Matrix. Hee-hee. Gimli sighed as he clutched a sore finger that had been bit by the fish. There had been no one around to see what happened to the dwarf, so no one really believed him. As he wandered about, he came to the cards apartment. Picking up a card, he read it, and set it out back with a shrug. As he continued to pick up and read the cards, he grew more and more sad and eventually began to cry. Sam, Frodo, Merry, and Pippin walked over with their loud squeaking shoes on the floors. "What are you reading?" asked Pippin. "A card," muttered Gimli, wiping tears from his eyes. Merry snatched a card off the shelf and read it. Within a matter of moments, Merry too was crying. Pippin, Sam, and Frodo looked at each other, then a few steps back, and then ran away from the card section. Zero and Leroy came out in the back room. Zero's total was 10 games, Leroy's was 0. Leroy was grumbling about something under his breath before he smacked into something. Looking up, saw a really pissed Arwen. Zero started before she took off running. Get back here, shrieked Leroy as he vainly ran after her. Arwen would have run after them, but her father, Elrond, had caught her arm. Let me go, Arwen yelled. Young lady, you're out past your bedtime, replied Elrond. But, Arwen tried to argue, but Elrond was going to have his way as he dragged her away. Zero and Leroy hid in the jewelry department where their friend Thomas had been run down by Mika, and later on Aragorn on his bike. There was still blood on the floor, and in the carpet. I wonder if he was okay, muttered Zero. Leroy gaped at her. What? You cared about him? What for? Zero grabbed the nearest object, in this case a jewelry rake, and smacked Leroy with it. He reeled and hit the ground, little stars and birds floating above his head. Get lost! The birds and stars disappeared instantly. Zero continued to grumble as she walked away to find something to look at other than the jewelry department. TBC, enjoy it. Hope so. Chapter 13. Aragorn, Legolas, Gandalf, and Elrond sat in the back room of Walmart. They all had dorky hats that were way below their eyes. Legolas shoved his hat up so he could see the cards in his hand. Elrond pushed a small stack of red chips forward to the center on that makeshift table. Gandalf watched each person's eyes as he too pushed a stack of red chips forward, then placed a yellow one on top. Aragorn, his eyes looking nervously about, shoved a stack of red forward and toppled off with a blue one. All eyes turned to the elf. The elf shoved his stack of red forward, along with blue and yellow. Each one looked one more to their cards, then up at each other. The silence was intense still. "Hey, Gandalf, got a two of diamonds?" asked Elrond. Gandalf groaned, then handed it over. With an excited grin, Elrond placed his last three cards on the table, then swept the chips close to him. "I won again," he chanted, while the others just kind of stood there dumbfounded to have lost for the 50th time in a row to Elrond at Go Fish. Legolas tossed his cards down, then groaned. "It's not fair," he whined as Aragorn patted them on the back. "Go back to playing Mortal Kombat, elf," snapped Gandalf as he walked out of the back room and into Walmart. TBC, short, yes, but funny nonetheless. Chapter 14. Late Night Playtime. Author's note.
Written at 11:19 p.m. and I'm very tired.
Legolas, recently back from Hawaii, had been tagging it in the world's biggest game of tag. It was in Walmart, obviously, and the lights were shut off. He prowled around in the dark, now and then tripping over something or someone. Sam laughed and ducked behind a rather low poster, which Legolas found too late for he hit. He groaned and got back to his feet after clotheslining himself in the low-hanging rack of clothes that Minka had ducked behind. She laughed and dashed off onto the book aisle. Legolas, not going after her, followed after the sound of small hobbit feet on the floor. Frodo dove under a rack of CDs, which Legolas bounded over. He got smart and gave chase. Aragorn and Trinity were hiding in the clothes department and ducked as Legolas tripped and went flying over them. "I didn't know elves could fly," said Trinity. "They can now," smirked Aragorn as they found a new place to hide. Merry and Pippin were still in the food aisle. That was kind of blocked off by the dog food boxes and cans. Gimli groaned loudly and ducked under a shelf of medicine, but missed his step and tumbled, taking Legolas with him. There was a loud yelling and a few elvish curses before Gimli went running past Minka and Zero on his way to the back room. Legolas groaned and sat up. "What hit me?" "A dwarf, honey." Minka tried to help him up, but failed. "You're it, Minka." Zero yelled, but took off running. TBC. Cough. Chapter 15. Leroy's Unknown Crush. Minka groaned and chased after Zero, who dove under her grasp for the third time. "No fair," screamed Minka, but Zero only laughed. "You want to play, Minka? Get over it!" Zero yelled back before she smacked into Merry and Pippin. "Ah!" they all shrieked, but tumbled to the ground in a heap of legs and claws. Leroy looked over along with the others that were playing tag. Gandalf smirked quietly to himself at the sight, and so did Elrond. Arwen groaned at seeing Trinity and Aragorn together. She had a thing for Leroy. He doesn't know yet. Gimli, Frodo, and Sam were back in the section playing Mortal Kombat. Their laughs and groans could be heard all over the store. When the dust cleared, Merry and Pippin's eyes were rolling about, and Zero was drumming her fingers on the ground. She casually looked up at both those around her. Everyone was silent still. "Get me out of here!" she yelled at the top of her lungs, startling everyone. Gandalf dropped his staff, which clattered to the floor at Leroy's feet. The young man picked it up and looked at it. Fine craftsmanship, he noted, and held the stand out. Everyone save Merry, Pippin, and Zero drew back in fear. Leroy looked about nervously until he heard breathing behind him. He turned slowly and saw Voldemort, yelled Leroy. "You're in the wrong book, dude. Harry Potter's a few sections over to your left." Voldemort nodded and headed out of the story. Well, that was Leroyd had been knocked flat on his back by Aragorn on his bike. Aragorn grinned madly and whirled down the aisles. Oh no, here we go again, groaned everyone in perfect, unaltered unison. Meanwhile, Frodo, groaned Sam as he lost to the master at mortal combat. Gimli was muttering something about injustice from behind the wall where Gimli was. There were shelves upon shelves of books and games. He picked up one Final Fantasy X and looked it over. Directly to his right was PS2, so he began to play the game. Elsewhere, Legolas had just finished the sweetest book. It was called Black Beauty. He cried a little over it, but told himself it was only a book. Next, he picked up a book called Alice in Wonderland, with his box of tissues at his side. The Elven Prince of Mirkwood began to read again. TBC, Merry and Pippin's Antics come up next chapter. Race with Wood. Chapter 16. Let's Play House. Much to everyone's dismay, Aragorn and Arwen began to play house. Why? Because they had lack of anything else to do. Arwen was the mother-wife, and Aragorn was the father-husband. Sadly, Zero and Leroyd were drafted to be children. But I don't, stated Zero. She was cut short when Aragorn raised his hand. No, daughter, you will listen to your mother. She isn't my sinless, yelled Aragorn. Leroyd was trying to crawl away, but he failed. Trust me, I'd be crawling away too. Arwen stood with her hands on her hips, watching her children. Zero and Leroyd were playing nicely, even though they were secretly plotting their escape. Legolas, called Frodo, and Elrond on his bike of his own. Well, he stole it from Aragorn, but Aragorn doesn't know it yet. Barrow through the elf, Merry and Pippin were standing beside the elf. What was that, Pip? Oh, I don't know Merry, but I think it was the Lord of Rivendale. Oh, okay. Want to go back to the toys? Sure. Both hobbits dashed off with mischievous looks on their faces, which worried the others. I hope Celeborn and Garandrill don't, started Legolas as he stood up. You were saying, said the dwarf, as that very couple walked over. Shut up, dwarf, crazy Prince of Mirkwood, muttered Gimli under his breath. Author's note.
I have fun writing these things, and for a side note, if you ask, I may place you in my story. You never know with the author as crazy as me. Evil grin and laughter ensue. All right, I have three people who will be in the next chapter. Email with what you want to be in the story, because I will never remember it all.
Chapter 17. A Race, Among Other Things. Author's note.
Eve, Ruby Granger, Rosie C., and Hey You are appearing in this, and Don't Kill Me.
Much to the dismay of Aragorn and Arwen, Zero and Leroyd called upon the help of their friends Eve, Ruby, and Rosie. The parents were mad their children were gone, but struggled to play a new game called Go Fish. Eve smiled brightly and wandered off to the makeup department. She bumped into a person. Hey, you, who do you think you are? She asked. I am Hey You, replied the young lady. Oh. Legolas and Minka were walking about Walmart aimlessly, looking for something to do. They came across Rosie C. She was nice and pretty. However, she fell in love with Minka's husband. Minka did not like that. Legolas smiled a little nervously before he took off running down the aisle. Minka sighed and walked up to the front to speak with Zero. Rosie was, on the other hand, proceeded to pursue Legolas as he ran down the aisle. On your mark, get set, go. Trinity dropped her hands, and Elrond and Aragorn whisked past her. They were having a bike race. When Aragorn found out that Elrond stole his bike, he was mad, so he made Elrond get together and then challenged him. Leroyd was standing with Ruby, talking about books and music, and the hobbits continued to play Super Smash Brothers. Hey, you and Eve were discussing the several types of makeup brands and their ingredients. Gimli and Gandalf were sitting in the garden department. They were having a staring contest. So far, the time had been about 3 minutes, and neither had blinked. Or for that, seemed alive. Yawns. I just got up and wrote this. Enjoy, and I may add more people in later to make things interesting. Chapter 18. Quick note from the author.
Quick note. Should I try my hand at writing a serious, love, romantic story? I've never tried one, but I think I'd be able to handle one pretty well. After all, if it doesn't go over, I still have Walmart blues. Email me with your reply, please. Thanks.
Chapter 19. Result of no sleep. Author's note.
Due to things that may very well haunt me in a future life, I'm going to leave Minka and Legolas alone. Not for my sanity, then for the sake of I don't want to lose my life.
Legolas bounded over to the hobbits that were still playing video games. He took a flying leap straight at Zero and Minka, who were standing around doing absolutely nothing productive. With a groan, Legolas ducked behind Minka. Zero and Minka turned and looked at Rosie, who was armed with a skipper doll of all things. "What do you want?" asked Minka calmly. "Legolas," replied Rosie. Well, Minka looked to Zero, who looked at Legolas, who was begging Minka not to have Rosie have him. Rosie took a step forward, and Zero stood in her way. "Hold up there, Rosie. What gives you the right to Legolas? I mean, he is married to Minka. I love him." "I don't love you," shrieked Legolas. "Uh-uh. Well, let's see here." Zero stood in an angle and thought about this for a moment before she snapped her fingers. "By George, I have it!" Everyone looked at her in awe and wonder. "Yes, yes," they all asked. "Oh, well." Zero laughed nervously. "Rosie, come with me." Zero led Rosie to the back room. Rosie's eyes grew wide, and she giggled. "Enjoy!" Zero shut the back door. "What was in there?" asked Legolas. "Oh, just a few extra stand-ups of you." Zero shrugged and walked away. The result of the race was as follows. 1. Aragorn may have rounded the corner first, but he tripped Elrond off his bike. 2. Elrond may have tripped Aragorn off his bike. 3. Both got into a brawl on the floor. 4. There was a gnashing of teeth. 5. There was a laughing. 6. Arwen lost a few teeth. Theoroid had to save her. Hee hee. 7. Gimli and Galadriel and Celeborn had a card game, knocked over by Elrond and Aragorn brawl. 8. All get into throwing fists at each other. 9. The author runs out of ideas. Oh, whoops. 10. No one won. BTC. Chapter 20. Time and time again. Disclaimer.
I don't know anyone but Lisa Wooden Zero, Silver Lioness owns
Lindarin. Everyone stood arguing by the front doors of Walmart. The front doors were blown open and two figures slowly walked in. At the same moment, they started coughing as the fog flowed into Walmart. Legolas smiled. "Ray! Lindarin!" Both elves looked up, a look of confusion on their faces. "Where are we?" asked Ray. "What are we doing here?" asked Lindarin. "Walmart," replied Minka. "I'm strong as you're doing here. I'm sure it has something to do with the author's twisted storyline." Everyone nodded. "Oh," said both Ray and Lindarin at the same time. The door slammed shut and an evil laugh sounded over the loudspeakers, followed by a lout of coughing. "She does that way too often," murmured Merry to Pippin. Frodo and Sam snickered and dashed off to play Final Fantasy X again. Elrond, Arwen, Celeborn, and Galadriel headed off towards the back to finish their card game. Ray and Leroyd looked at each other, then shrugged. Lindarin took Ray's hand, and together they wandered about the store. Soon, they came upon the linen pot with a smirk. They dove headfirst into the aisle. Zero and Leroyd walked about and heard laughing. They poked their heads down the aisle, and their eyes went wide. Ray and Lindarin were discussing the textures and thread count of several bedsheets. Both looked up, smiled, and went back to talking. "Sometimes," started Zero, "I wish I wasn't here." Leroyd finished her statement. A young lady walked about the store named Blue Rose. She was quite content to be in this twisted storyline since the author is nice and kind, evil laugh. Hey, you and Eve were making murals with lipstick and eyeshadow, while Rosie and Trinity were just staring at each other. TBC, sorry it ran long, ran into trouble. The end. Thus our tale on Middle-earth and modern consumerism draws to a close. Interesting point I'd like to make here, though. The author kept mentioning the movies that they came from. There are a couple of books based off Lord of the Rings, actually. You might have heard of them. Anyway, if you have an interesting story you'd like to email us, you can always do so at thepitpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can become a fan on Facebook, looking up Pretentious Internet Theatre, or simply follow me on Twitter, @thepitpodcast. But above all, remember, there is much drama on the internet, but only the best makes a Pretentious Internet Theatre. Good night, and the pleasure was all yours.